It's a Tuesday. What do we do? We do FHN Dial-A-Doc every Tuesday with FHN. And today we're being joined by Ramona Thompson, Director of HR and Professional Development at FHN. Hey, Ramona, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Hello.
FHN usually celebrates its team members during National Hospital Week in May, but it was postponed because of the pandemic. We would have been interviewing you during National Hospital Week. So why don't you tell us now this, here now, about a little bit more about FHN Memorial Hospital that people might not know about, and like how long you've been serving people in Northwest Illinois.
Absolutely. So I can throw out a couple of interesting dates out there. Back in 1902, we were referred to as the Globe Hospital, which was only a 40-bed facility on Upper Stevenson Street in Freeport. In 1904, we had our School of Nursing open with only a class of 7 women. In 1924, the Deaconess Society of Evangelical Church purchased the Globe Hospital for only $22,500 and changed the name to Evangelical Deaconess Hospital. We move forward to 1960, and the Globe building was demolished, a north wing was added, and the name was changed to Freeport Memorial Hospital. In 2003, the network changed its name to FHN to more accurately reflect its dedication to caring for our health families across Northwest Illinois, not just in Freeport. And the hospital name changed to FHN Memorial Hospital because we serve multiple communities. Also, FHN overall, we remain locally owned, and decisions are made locally based on personal experience about where and how to make the best impact on healthcare communities that we serve. It's important for the communities to know that we are independently owned and we are able to make decisions that best serve our patients in our community.
And Ramona, I know that FHN is much more than just FHN Memorial Hospital today. Where does FHN operate, and what types of services do you offer?
Absolutely. We have our specialty services. We have our amazing Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. We have a center for wound healing at FHN Memorial Hospital. We have 10 family health care centers offering primary and specialty medical care in multiple counties. We have hospice and supportive care, as well as outpatient behavioral health services, including the Crisis Stabilization Center that opened last year. We partner with physician immediate care to help serve our patients as well. We have over 1,500 people come through FHN daily for their health care needs.
I know that the theme this year for National Hospital Week was Inspiring Hope Through Healing, which you're also using for FHN Pride Week, which is this week at FHN. How do you think that theme applies to FHN, Ramona?
So at FHN, we do want to really emphasize that we are committed to providing care that you'd want for your own family. The expectation is to treat everyone as if our patients are their own loved ones or family. We do also have multiple stories and connections that our staff make with our patients. We have Pride nominations every month. We also have our DAISY and B Award, which allows our patients to really nominate our healthcare workers and share true life-saving examples here at FHN.
And this week is Pride Week at FHN. What does Pride Week involve at FHN this week?
So we have a commitment to really abiding by our Pride standards. So we are really recognizing our staff, all of, regardless of clinical and non-clinical, including our volunteers. We're going to have local food trucks here to serve lunch today. And then we are also going to have our mayor say a few words to our staff. Of course, you can connect to FHN's community involvement in the when you receive the insight. We do highlight many stories, including our service anniversaries. We have many dedicated staff members who have been with FHN for many years, and in the insight, you'll be able to see the service anniversary list. And we actually even have someone that will be celebrating 60 years of service employment at FHN.
I know that FHN is a great place to work, and many people, of course, think about healthcare organizations as employing doctors and nurses, but there's other types of positions, too. Give us an idea of the other positions that are available at FHN right now.
We have multiple positions, clinical and non-clinical. We actually have our central business office. We have our Northern Illinois Health Plan as well that has multiple openings. And here at FHN, it really is a career pathway and opportunity for people to grow and develop and then be able to serve our patients. We have pathways for leadership. We also offer education assistance, scholarships, internally and to the community to allow various employment opportunities in the future for the community.
We're talking with Ramona Thompson, Director of HR and Professional Development at FHN. It's Pride Week this week at FHN. National Hospital Week was back in May, but because of the pandemic, not able to celebrate that. Ramona, why do most people choose to be involved in healthcare?
Many people who choose to be involved in healthcare have gone through either a personal experience or an experience with family members and want to give back to other patients and to the community. A lot of times when we're offering our scholarships and we hear the stories, you can see the passion and the commitment to healthcare and being able to provide the best care that we can deliver here at FHN.
And Ramona, what types of career development is available at FHN?
There are several different opportunities through education assistance, scholarships, also various grants. People can come in entry-level positions, and actually the possibilities are unlimited due to personal interest, personal growth, and development. We have positions starting as patient services reps and clinical opportunities too. We partner with several schools as well to offer internships, apprenticeships, and various opportunities for career growth and development.
And what are you yourself most proud of at FHN?
The things that I'm most proud with FHN is the care that we deliver and the people that we work with, which allows us to connect with the community and provide the best health care for our patients, which in turn we treat as if they're our own family.
And Ramona, tell our listeners how they can find out more information about the great things that FHN has to offer and many of the job opportunities that FHN has to offer as well.
Absolutely. Listeners can visit our website at www.fhn.org. Radio interviews like this one that we're conducting today. Look for the next Insight magazine in your mailbox any day now, and it'll share stories about FHN's role in the community to learn more.
All right, Ramona, great to talk to you. If I don't talk to you till May, we'll talk again at least for sure then, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Ramona Thompson, Director of HR and Professional Development at FHN, the preceding today, sponsored and brought to you today by FHN.